everybody. Hope you're having a fine Thursday afternoon, albeit cold. It is beautiful and sunny, a crisp winter's day here in Wisconsin and beyond. I am Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about the Supreme Court oral arguments held yesterday morning about whether or not a state can ban all health care for transgendered kids that relates to their gender. All of it. And yet, continue to permit the exact same kind of medical interventions and treatments for cisgendered children. Okay for me, but not for thee. It seems to be the theme of the old GOP these days. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Now, back in 2020, there was an employment discrimination case that the Supreme Court heard, and it was called Bostock v. Clayton County. And the question before the court then was whether federal civil rights laws protected transgender people from employment discrimination. The court answered yes. And Justice Neil Gorsuch, one of the conservative-leaning justices, wrote the court's opinion in that case and said this: "It is impossible to discriminate against a person for being homosexual or transgender without discriminating against that individual based on sex." Well, thank you, Justice Gorsuch. I'm so glad that we got that clarified. My special guest host is Tom Paulsiewicz. Notably, yesterday on this very question of is it discriminatory, which I cannot, you would have to tie yourself into just absolute theoretical pretzels to not see this law as discriminatory and meriting an intermediate level of scrutiny. First of all, Justice Gorsuch basically didn't speak during yesterday's arguments.
Yes, he was very quiet.
Very eerily quiet. And The second thing I wanted to point out was that Clarence Thomas tried to suggest that, oh, no, this isn't sex discrimination. It's age discrimination, and that's fine because this only applies to kids. Which is interesting, like, ooh, we'll just double down on the sorts of discrimination. And it,
yes.
And also, he knows better. It's sex discrimination.
Yes.
Tom, you know, when we look at this, why do you think Democrats are having such a hard time talking about this sensibly and in a way that doesn't sound like it's so far left and out of touch with where regular people are? They may not know trans people. Like, where is the miss? I feel like we're not educating or being open to people's, frankly, understandable lack of knowledge on this topic. It's really only burst into public view in the last few years. What's the miss here, Tom?
Well, I think there's a couple. One is that at least the transgender people I know aren't looking for the limelight. You know, they just want to live their lives. In fact, the less scrutiny, the better, because the less crazy people that will come at them for a whole bunch of different reasons. Yeah. And so that goes across the entire LGBTQ plus community, is that a lot of times they just, you know, people just want to be left alone because there's a lot of crazy people who will hate them without having even met them. But I think the other part is now we're, what, almost a half hour into this show, and we've touched on the subject, right? It's a very complex subject, which is not easily digestible in a soundbite, which makes the Republicans who are using this anti-trans rhetoric, it makes it easy for them, because we should just hate these people. I think what was the commercial where it was Tammy Baldwin is for... them.
They used it in the Harris ads too. Yeah. That was the big ad. She's for they, them, and Donald Trump's for you.
Right. You're just like, wait a minute. This is a group of people, first and foremost, right? This is a group of people who have feelings, who are human beings and deserve respect. And every once in a while I hear somebody say that, well, they deserve our respect until we have to attack them because it riles up our base and we make money. But I think that's the overriding issue, is it's a complex issue. One of the questions I had for you, Maggie, that's been bouncing in my head is, why the age discrimination? Like, what changes once somebody, and as I understand Tennessee, I think the age of consent is 19. Mm-hmm. What changes at 19 that suddenly allows this to be okay if it's not okay for a minor?
Generally speaking, that distinction, what sort of discrimination it is, triggers what level of scrutiny it is. And age discrimination would not trigger these heightened levels of scrutiny. Minors are presumptively have more rights. The government can structure laws differently for minors, et cetera, et cetera. So if it's not sex discrimination, but is age discrimination, you're more likely to end up in the rational basis review. And then it's nearly certain that the law gets upheld. But if it is gender discrimination, which will have to be a question that the justices confront, which they have already answered in the affirmative, you should be in the intermediate scrutiny area. And then it's a much more rigorous investigation that requires basically an important government objective and that the law is substantially related to that objective. Here, that rationale is like, we're doing this for the health and safety of children. But of course, there is a body of research, and granted, there is not enough research in this area. That's been one of the, and that research is continuing to develop as a body of science.
Absolutely, but that statement is fundamentally not true.
Yes.
In fact, it's much more, as I understand, it's much more difficult to transition after puberty.
Correct.
Than it is to transition before puberty or during puberty.
Well, and here's a little bit of legal wonk for you, Tom, and we're going to take care of some more business. But one of the questions that the appellants, right, the families challenging this law wanted the Supreme Court to answer was whether or not this ban violates the fundamental right of parents to make decisions concerning the medical care of their children. And fascinating enough, the Supreme Court did not take that question up, which would have substantially complicated the case and is, of course, one... parental freedoms? I think I've been hearing something about that from the right these past years.
So you're saying, Maggie, that the Supreme Court has already decided and now they're going to try to fit the logic to fit the outcome?
Yeah, cram that square peg into a round hole.
I haven't seen the Supreme Court do that.
So yeah, it's shocking. Can you hear the sarcasm?
Surprising.
Our conversation continues after the farm update right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked, y'all.